So many devotees from all over the world join in this mission, especially Sripad Goswami Maharaj, Sripad Avadhut Maharaj, Sripad Ashram Maharaj, Sripad Giri Maharaj, Janardhan Maharaj and Siddhanti Maharaj celebrating in America. Sripad Tirtha Maharaj is here also. I am looking. Sripad Parbhad Maharaj, Bhagavad Maharaj, all join with this festival. Sri Chaitanya Saraswata Math, never sunset. Now, night in America and day in Navadvip. China, now new center open. Japan, Thailand. Anyhow, আমি তো আর কথা বলতে পারছি না। আমি চাই কিছু গুরু মহারাজের গ্লোরিফিকেশন হোক। মাই রিকোয়েস্ট মহারাজ, ইউ টেল ইন ইংলিশ টু এভরিবডি, স্ট্যান্ড অ্যান্ড রাউন্ড।
Jai Om Vishnu Padma Mahanda Guru Radhikasha Vishnu Sri Maharaj Sobhati Sundar Dhani Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai Sundar Dhani Dev Goswami Maharaj Dhani Bama Mahabhati Ki Jai Om Vishnu Padma Sobhati Vata Shira Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai Bhagavan Sobhati Shira Mahabhati Thakur Ki Jai Jai Supreme Vati Shri We are here at the Sri Chaitanya Saraswata Math that was envisioned by Sri Guru Maharaj, and his internal vision was broadcast externally by the divine grace of Bhakti Sundar Govindadeva Goswami Maharaj. Sometimes we hear from Srila Gurudev that the Rath Yatra day, the most auspicious day for beginning, to begin some new auspicious divine activity. So Srila Gurudev, although he'd been in Navadvip for a year, on the Rath Yatra day, 1942, in the thatched hut, he put one giant bamboo pole with a flag announcing the founding of Sri Chaitanya Saraswata Math. And he encapsulated the conception in the sloka, Sri Chaitanya Saraswata Saraswata Matapara Bhutti Sathir Sri Jayatri Vivrasambhati Ganga Sakta Nikata Navadvipa Kodadi Raja Yasri Gora Saraswata Nirata Gora Gatha Vrinanti Nityam Rupanuga Sri Krishnati Guru Gauranga Radha Dipasha. This is Kolati Kolarganta Kolati Raja, means it is Gupta Govardhan. That is Srila Guru Maharaj's divine vision of this place and across and Govinda Kunda. As Gurudev was saying yesterday, everything here is Govinda. We have Gandharva Govinda Sundar. He has Govinda Kund. Who is his acharya, his guru? Sundar Govinda. But Guru Maharaj always assumed. When we heard, what is the meaning of that? He said, it means very intense and with the element of beauty. So go in these phenomena of Srila Gurudev's Gurma Dosha, not Gurukam, which means he's Gurvabhita Purukam, fulfilling desires, but Gurvabhita Supurukam, that he's fulfilling all the desires of his Guru Maharaj, but in a very beautiful and very sweet way. So anyone who ever has a good fortune to enter through the gate of Sri Chaitanya Sarasvati Math is always overwhelmed by the affectionate treatment extended to them by his divine grace, Bhakti Sundara Bhakti Goswami Maharaj, and his serving group. Always in the background, serving, making sure all the devotees, the Guru Maharaj is being served, the devotees are being served. So he said, in this Gupta Govardhan, Navadipa Kodavadhan, on the banks of the Ganga and Navadipa, this is where he established his conception. Guru Maharaj, before coming here, he went to Nityananda Prabhu's place, and Eka Chakra, Vira Chandrapur, and Shastanga Dangabad, he sought entrance from Nityananda Prabhu in Navadvipa. He was taking himself as being unfit and unqualified. Guru Maharaj said, Vrindavan is reserved for the highest section of liberated souls. But we're told the non-liberated, they can seek their fortune in Navadvipa. So his idea was, I'll take permission of Nityananda Prabhu, and just as you know, Abhirata Goswami and Chaitanya Charitamrita, he says, by the grace of Nityananda Prabhu, that he was given entrance in Vrindavan. Similarly, Nityananda Prabhu is the Dhammeshwar. So he's saying, I'll approach them. You are Patita Pavan, you give shelter to the fallen, I'm seeking your shelter and entrance in Navadvipa. And the inspiration came to him from Nityananda Prabhu. But you are not giving shelter to Patita. Because Srila Guru Maharaj, being very humble Vaishnava, was resisting accepting any disciple. He sent Swami Maharaj's sister to Goswami Maharaj, and always deferring to other godbrothers. So he got the inspiration to come here and humbly, modestly take up this seva. And not that he picked anywhere, he picked this particular place, the Aparad Vandanarpa, right? where Mahaprabhu forgave all the Aparadis their offenses. When so many people from all over the Western world started coming here, they made some propaganda. They said, oh, all of the offenders are taking shelter at Chaitanya Sarasvati Math. And when that came to the ear of Guru Maharaj, he said, yes, you can say that. All the offenders are taking shelter here, and soon Mahaprabhu will forgive all their offenses and give them everything. And so we see still that Guru Maharaj, by his nature, he's always engaged in internal culture, creating Prapanna Jivanamritam, Prema Dhamma Deva Stotram, the Bhakti Vinod Viraha Dasakam, so many slokas in honor of Srila Saraswati Thakur. But he's not moving with many. So when Guru Maharaj put his bamboo pole with the flag announcing Chaitanya Sarasvati Math, this Udgita Kirtir Jayasrim, that the glories of Radha Dasyam, the glories of Mahaprabhu, Jadigor Nahoite Taviki Hoite, Kamari Dari Tam Dehe, Radhar Mahima Prema Rasasima Jagata Janata Ke. But he said, what are the activities of the members of this Math? Gora Gata Grananti. They're loudly broadcasting the glories of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, who's Krishna consciousness personified, all over the world. But some man saw he's making these pronouncements from a thatched hut with the big bamboo pole with the flag in the sky, but what does he have? Then Srila Gurudev came in 1947, and Guru Maharaj recognized in him, here's the disciple who's fit to receive all the wealth. The whole treasure of the Rupanuga Sampradaya was conveyed by Saraswati Thakur to Srila Guru Maharaj.
We know that. Goswami Maharaj is the witness. So many godbrothers, they saw. Puri Maharaj also conferred the mystic transmission of the line, the Rupanuga Dhara. Because he told, ostensibly, he was a better singer than Guru Maharaj. But Saraswati Thakur said, I don't want to hear the Sri Rupa Mandiri Pada sung in a sweet way, but by someone who's realized the import, the poor import, the purport of the song. So only I want to hear this from the lips of Srila Guru Maharaj. As Mahaprabhu indicated and conferred the Rupa Goswami, Saraswati Thakur to Srila Guru Maharaj, saying, he is carrying the conception of Bhakti Vinod Thakur, as in this Bhakti Vinod Virahadasakam Sri Gauranamatam, Srupaviditam, Rupagrajain Adritam, Rupadye Paribeshitam, Raghugunai, Jivadaya Virakshitam, Sukha Shiva Brahma. Later Guru Maharaj added, even Uddhava. What do they want? Sri Radha Padaseva Namritam Aho Tadatam Isho Bhavan. That Guru Maharaj saw, as he was the fit recipient of the wealth of Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Saraswati Thakur said, what I came to give, at least one man got it. Srila Guru Maharaj said, what he had to give, one man got it. He didn't give sannyas to two disciples. Gave sannyas to many godbrothers, but only one person that Guru Maharaj recognized fully and had the full transfer of his wealth and the Sri Rupanuga line, and that is His Divine Grace Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj. And, if someone thought, oh, everyone knows that Govinda Maharaj with his charming nature and he captured Guru Maharaj, and Guru Maharaj is like a plaything in the hands of Govinda Maharaj. So, but then he said, no, Guru Ganai Abhishta, the Ashisha, Sambhushitam, of the Guru Gan. No, if you think I'm so affectionate to him and I'm saying he's so, and you think it's all some kind of flattery. No, all the Guru Gan, all my God brothers, their Ashisha, Sambhushitam, you'll see they've all given their full blessings to him. When the dome of this temple was being built, Guru said, it's not possible, because Gurudev wanted to make it so big. Guru said, not possible, Keshava Maharaj, not possible, but Gurudev made that. Keshava Maharaj was stunned and said, no one can compete with him. Guru said, other things that God brothers with so many resources tried to do, they couldn't do, Srila Gurudev could do. Keshava Maharaj said, why? Because he uses his intelligence. Not in some external way, but his spiritual intelligence he's using in seva. So he had the blessings of Keshava Maharaj. We know Goswami Maharaj, he had the full blessing. Yajavar Maharaj, Paramahansa Maharaj. And of course, last night, Srila Swami Maharaj. When Guru Maharaj was invited to open the Chaitanya Chandradaya Mandir in Mayapur, and accompanied by Srila Gurudev. Srila Gurudev was not in the best of health at that time. To represent his position, he turned to Srila Gurudev. And we know Gurudev indicated Srila Swami Maharaj as Shaktive Shabbatmar. So there's Swami Maharaj, Srila Gurudev, and Srila Gurudev. And Gurudev was not expecting to speak. And now he asks, what will be the appropriate glorification for what Srila Swami Maharaj Prabhupada has done? This is not an easy thing. So many things can be said in a general way. He spread Krishna consciousness all over. But what will be the right approach to properly glorify him and capture everyone? And Srila Gurudev began some divine inspiration. Kam prati tatayatam yise sam prati kova pratitim ayatu. And Guru Maharaj said, Krishna Babaji Maharaj, son of the Hare Krishna! Because you know, he captured everyone with this idea. As Raghupati Upadhyay told Mahaprabhu, before you, he said, who can I tell? This is so wonderful, Krishna consciousness. Who could I tell? And if there was, who's qualified to receive it? And if there was somebody, who would believe me if I tell them the real truth about Krishna consciousness? So Gurudev transferred this sort of glorification to Swami Maharaj and said, that person who we sat together at the breakfast table, he's taking his puri and sabdi, I'm taking Muri, who taught Bhagavad Gita, who sent me out with Back to Godhead magazine on the streets of Calcutta, that Abhay Babu disguised as the mild-mannered householder. He fulfilled Mahaprabhu's desire, took Krishna consciousness all over the world, Bhaktivinod Thakur's prediction, Saraswati Thakur's desire. Who would believe it? Who can I tell? And this was so beautiful. And the whole audience was captured. The Guru Varga was pleased, as Guru Mahārāja says. It was the perfect representation. And he said at that time, and he sees my Guru Mahārāj, Śrīla Bhakti Rākhak Śrīdhara Deva Goswāmī Mahārāj, as his Shiksha Guru, and he deals with me like his affectionate son. And when he finished, Śrīla Swāmī Mahārāj Prabhupāda said, what Govinda Mahārāj said is true. I revere his Gurudev. Śrīdhara Mahārāj is my Shiksha Guru, and he, as my affectionate son, he's the son that I always wanted to have. So he had the full blessings of his Guru Varga, and so many other things, and we've seen that flag that Guru Mahārāj planted in that thatched hut. Gurudev took it with perfect representation and circled the world 22 times on the world tour. 22 times. Announced Udgita Kirtir Jaya, a loud kirtan that's roaring all over the world. When the people asked, how were you received? Gurudev said, I was greeted with roses and tears. With flowers and tears, they received me. And Srila Guru Mahārāja's divine conception of Sri Krishna, reality of the beautiful. So, and now, to this day, even though Gurudev's pastime of not showing the best health, still this movement is being maintained by his divine devotional energy, like a dynamo, and the movement is expanding all over the world. As we told, the sun never sets on the Chaitanya Saraswat Math. All over Russia, America, Latin America, now China, Thailand, Australia, Europe, everywhere we go. We're Babadut Maharaj and I were just in Switzerland. Some boy comes up to us, 18-year-old boy. We said, what are you doing? He goes, I'm reading Sri Guru and His Grace and my life is changing. So these life-changing, heart-devouring, heart-swallowing conception of Srila Guru Mahārāj is the sweetness of Krishna conception that is we see here before us and is announced. Radhar Mahima Prema Rasa Sima Jagata Janata Ke Gora Gata Granati. Our primary purpose is to glorify Mahaprabhu and His Krishna conception. And under the guidance of Srila Gurudev too, this Radhita Madhavasam, we have an aspiration to serve, however, Gopi Bhartur Padakamaleo Dasa Dasa Anudasa, however remotely, by His divine grace, to have some service connection with that plane. So we're all very fortunate to be here in the presence of His divine grace. His glance can purify all of us. Narottam Thakur says, the Ganga you have to bathe repeatedly, but the glance of the Vaishnava, you'll achieve that immediately. So, Jai Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki, Jai Srila Gurudev Dabir Bhav Maha Mahotsava Ki, Jai Srila Bhakti Rakak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki, Jai Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat Ki, Jai Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Bhakta Vrinda Ki, Jai Yutai Gopimanandi.
এখন আপনাদেরকে কিছু কথা বলতে ইচ্ছা আছে কিন্তু পারছি না। তা আমাদের এখানে তিনটে ভাগ মোটামুটি দেখা যায়। একটা হচ্ছে ইংরেজি ইংলিশ স্পিকিং, একটা ইংলিশ স্পিকিং, আর একটা হচ্ছে রাশিয়ান স্পিকিং and another Bengali speaking. The Bengali speaking leader, our leader, Sripad Bhakti Nirmala Acharya Maharaj, he is arranging everything here. You are looking. It is not necessary to tell. the first I request for Bengali portion, Acharya Maharaj tell in Bengali, he can speak English, he is highly qualified, and I chosen him as next Acharya of this mart.
Joy.
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 Anyhow, apnara sokole mile mishe tar anugotte cholben, tar anugotte thakben, ar take bhalobashben. Tar sobcheye boro gun hocche je mot ke bhalobasha. Mother, 1 inch jomi, 1 inch sampad, jana baire na chole ja. Ar seita tini kore jacche. Ami ekhon bolbo take, amar representative hoye kichu hori kotha bolte, tobe 10 minute er beshi bolben na. Ami ar beshi kon boshte parbo na.
Jayam Vishnupad Srila Gopi Sundar Goswami Maharaj ki jai. Jayam Vishnupad Srila Bhakti Sundar Gopi Sundar Goswami Maharaj ki jai. Jayam Vishnupad Srila Bhakti Sundar Gopi Sundar Goswami Maharaj ki jai. Tudush Akashitama Shubhavadi Baraha Mahamahot Shab ki jai. All the Eastern Western devotees ki jai. All the world devotees ki jai. Harinam Shankirtan ki jai. Nitai Gaur Pramanande Hori.
Jai Sripad Bhakti Nirmal Acharya Maharaj ki jai. Mot Secretary, Mot Management, Bhubishat, Mot Acharya, Sripad Bhakti Nirmal Acharya Maharaj ki jai. Apnara sakole onugato hoye cholben amar pore. Bhul chuk sobari hoy. Kintu ওর মতো আন্তরিকতা খুব কম দেখেছি। প্রতিটি জিনিসের প্রতি ওর যেরকম সুনজর এটা দেখা যায় না। ভগবান ওকে ভালো করুক, ওর মঙ্গল করুক। আমি আর বসতে পারছি না বাবা, আমি চলে যাব। এখন আমার বক্তব্য হচ্ছে শ্রীপাদ Bhakti Bimal Abhudut Maharaj. Only it.
So we all recognize India as the land of Bharata, Varsha is the land of sacrifice.
আমাদের এই ভারত ভূমি হয়েছে sacrificer জমি, surrender জমি। এখানে surrender করতে হয়, sacrifice করতে হয়। এখানে নিজেকে সবসময় দিয়ে দিতে হয়।
From Satya Yuga up to present time, this land, so many sages, Muni, Rishi, great kings, great devotees, great bhaktas, are living their great life and showing us what is the proper way of to be a real human being.
এই সত্য যুগ থেকে যে এখানে সত্যিকারের আমি কে, সত্যিকারের হিউম্যানটা কি, সত্যিকারের আমি কে, এবং এই এই ভারতভূমিতে মুনি ঋষি সমস্ত সত্য এবং রাজা মহারাজা এই ভারতভূমিতে জন্মগ্রহণ করেছেন।
I am going. You please continue.
Jayam Vishnupad Jagat Guru Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj ki. His 81 appearance di Mahamahotsav ki. Maharaj will be living now.
Yes. So this is the Bhumi, the land of divine sacrifice. Within Bhagavad Purana you will find great Mahajans, Jaya Maharaj, like Maharaj Rantideva. And Maharaj Rantideva is so great that he's giving his own self for the benefit of others. He is rejecting his food, his sleep, his all possessions, and dedicating all to the anyone who is require that help. Finally, he wants to offer himself. Then you can understand how great the spirit of the people like Maharaj Rantidev of India. Also in Mahabharat you'll find great stories of great Mahajans. Bhim, Arjun, Yudhishthir, all great souls who showing us what is the proper life of religion and dharma and dedication. But if this person would live in modern day, what they would do? There is no sense of fighting with anyone. Also, food distribution very good, but without prasadam, you cannot fulfill hunger of the lust. And you understand, in Kali Yuga, there are so many misqualities, so many bad qualities all people have. So what would be the ideal life for some great Rishi or Muni in Kali Yuga? What would be the ideal life to somebody who's great as Rishi and Muni in Kali Yuga, in modern days? There are scriptures giving so many advice. Give up your clothes, give up your house, give up your philosophy, sarvadharma paityajam. But really, Krishna say, give your heart to me, I become a devotee. But my question is, what is Bengal famous for? Some will say Bengal is famous for potato, very tasty potato. Somebody say very nice clothes, fabric. Somebody say Bengal is famous for rice, the best rice. But we know that the great Ganga Mother River is taking appearance here, Mahaprabhu taking appearance here, and that's what makes this place a most famous. So why we Western people coming here? Oh, we're tasting potato, tasting rice, buying sari, buying clothes. That is very good and cheap. But the only reason we're coming here is because of two things. First, is this is land of Mahaprabhu. And number two, there are still these people, there are Mahajans living here in this land. And without all these devotees and Gurudev, this would not be possible for us, for Western people, to reveal the highest religion conception. Every day and day in news, you will see the whole world is fighting. But the cause of the fighting is inability to accept Krishna consciousness. Because Mahaprabhu, he said, Tridadapi Sunichaina, and that is his highest teachings. And Kirtanya Sada Harih. So what is here in this land is the ultimate solution for people to accept harmonious life in this world and the next. But in Kali Yuga, it's very hard to be humble. I know myself. And also, you cannot buy this with money. Much money Western people have, that they cannot buy this. So somebody have to give these qualities to you as a pranami when you're begging. So we came here to beg from all of you and from Srila Gurudev that Krishna consciousness, because that capital is within your heart, you have that and you can give this to others. Because this is the real mood of the great soul, to give mercy. So I'm very happy to be here and the Gurudev's presence and share this beautiful association of you. And I feel this is the only way we can enrich ourselves if we come to this place to surrender, to offer ourselves, to bow down to the great Gurudev and great Mahajans who's here, then our spiritual life will be successful 100%. So I'm begging for your blessings for us to be here. I'm begging for the blessings of the great Mahajans to bless us that we can continue our spiritual life and glorification of this land of Mahaprabhu. Finish.
So we would like to say, of course, something in Spanish because no doubt so many pilgrims and so many God brothers and God sisters are here present coming from South America, Central America, from the Spanish-speaking countries. And we will say something. But just let me mention in these today's great and blessed festival of the appearance of our divine Gurudev, Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj, that he has conferred the position of Acharya to our Sripad Bhakti Nirmal Acharya Maharaj. That is, of course, for all of us, an important news that we can but to reflect. We cannot but to accept in our heart and understand, you know, the significance in all its dimension of what Guru Maharaj has given, you know, as this responsibility. We know that the Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math, as one of the branches in this Saraswat family, as very well described by Sripad Bhakti Sudhir Goswami Maharaj today in his lecture, it has been very glorious. It has been leading by one of the finest preachers ever known in the contemporary world, which is Srila Bhakti Rakak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj. And he personally selected as his successor Sripad Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj, because he saw in him the qualities, the necessary nature, divine, devotional nature to represent him. And more of that, we can say he saw him as his eternal associate, not just a person who has some qualities, but as his eternal associate to conduct his mission under his absence. And today we are very happy to hear Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj during his celebration that now we are all having, the celebration of his 81 appearance day, Sri Vyasa Puja 81 celebration of his appearance day. We are just hearing that he is passing this Acharya chip, this Sevait Acharya, to Sripad Bhakti Nirmal Acharya Maharaj, our dear God brother. I think that the last thing we can say today to him is that, Maharaj, you feel confident that you are with our hearts. You are backed from all of us, from the Indian section, from your God brothers and God sisters, from Bengal, from all over India, and also from every single community around the world. So the dignity of the mission of the Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math, today Gurudev has conferred to our dear Sripad Bhakti Nirmal Acharya Maharaj. And he has done that openly in public for everyone to know. And even though we are seeing Gurudeva's health very limited, very delicate, still he has done so much effort to be present here, to come all the way from Calcutta to Navadvip, which is not at all easy in his condition, I think, to make this declaration, to make known to everyone. And we know that the responsibility that now Acharya Maharaj has got, it is not an easy one. The position of an Acharya is not that, as we were talking, it is not that one who is going to enjoy, but one who has the most responsible duty to fulfill. And then what can we do? What is the position or the commitment of the devotees who are today here? It's okay. Of the devotees
like have come today, to Srinivasan, to celebrate this glorious appearance, 81 appearance day of our Divine Master. What is our position in this regard? What will we do when we have heard that Srila Govinda Maharaj has given him this responsibility? So we would like only to mention to Sri Parvati Nirmal Acharya Maharaj that this Maharaj will be always backed by all of us. We will become as you desire, and we will try. Some of our God brothers and God sisters all around the world, in Russia, in South Africa, in Europe,
in America, in Australia, even we have heard in the North Pole, non-Siberia, all of us, we are here. And of everyone, some of them, or some of the devotees, they have a really great capacity. Like they are like Hanuman, and they can execute marvelous service. But even though amongst us, we may have also, some of us, some more little capacity, we would like to come today and offer to Maharaj. As Maharaj, you are not alone with this great responsibility your Guru Maharaj has given to you, and we would like to feel your servant, we would like to feel that you at least will know in your heart that all these devotees around the world are coming and trying to help me to execute this divine service. So we are very happy also that so many dignitaries from other temples and missions in within the family of Srila Saraswati Thakur are present here. For sure, Maharaj will introduce them, and they also will speak in regard to us. What we would like to say to Maharaj is that, you know, that Maharaj, we are with you. We are trying to become, to understand what is devotional service, what is devotion proper, and we will try to obey and to feel what Guru Maharaj has given you, that responsibility that has given you today, just a few moments ago. We will try to come under your banner, under your preaching effort, so that the mission, this great mission, who has been adored and served wholeheartedly by Srila Bhakti Raka Siddhartha Goswami Maharaj, who was the founder, and also by our present President Acharya, Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj, that you will continue in the same way.
We are very happy, we are very proud, and we are committed to hear this news, and we will do accordingly, and we will try to serve Maharaj now that he has been conferred this special duty, significant duty of being the Acharya of this prestigious worldwide mission, the Sri Chaitanya Saraswati Maharaj. Jai Bhakti Sripad Bhakti Nirmala Acharya Maharaj Ki Jai! Jai Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Avirvati Ni Mahamahotsav Ki Jai! Jai Nitai Gaur Premanande Dev
Maharaj Abharup Jai!
Ever আসছেন নিউ জার্সি থেকে, নিউ জার্সি শ্রীমাত ভক্তি কানন গিরি মহারাজ। ভক্তি কানন গিরি মহারাজ কিছু বলবেন? আই এম রিকোয়েস্টিং হিম প্লিজ সাম
saying, what he said, that's what I say. What Ashram Maharaj said, I wanted to say, but first he has said, then... Jai. So Maharaj, you be assured, whatever, for what it's worth, you have my full support, my obeisances to your feet. Everything is there, Maharaj, so you can count on me. It is a very auspicious day today. Everyone knows why we are here. And His Divine Grace, as Sripad Goswami Maharaj has said, His Divine Grace, Srila Gurudev, Bhakti Sundar Govindadev Goswami Maharaj, he was charged with the duty to carry this Rupanuga disciplic succession after the time of Srila Sridhar Maharaj. And in the poem that Goswami Maharaj mentioned, Bhakti Viraha, Bhakti Vinod Viraha Dasakam, he says there that Srimad Mahaprabhu had many great followers. You know them, Sarup Damodar, Sanatan Goswami. They are mentioned in this poem. Also, even the desire of Brahma and Shiva and Uddhava. Mahaprabhu had many to choose from, Ramananda Roy, to carry his conception. Yet he chose, for his own purpose, he chose Sri Rupa to do that. Srila Gurudev said that Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur, he was also very qualified to, in his knowledge of the conception of Sri Chaitanya. He could have been chosen also for that duty. But Mahaprabhu gave his full blessings to Sri Rupa, and the proof is given in Chaitanya Charitamrita, where Mahaprabhu with Swarup Damodar is visiting the thatched hut of Sri Rupa Goswami, who has gone someplace, and in the roof of that hut he finds some verse there that Priyaksoyam Krishna Sahachari Kurukshetra Militas, that verse. And in that verse, reading that, then Mahaprabhu understood, Rupa Goswami somehow or other, what I am guarding very closely, what I am keeping, I'm not exposing to the public, and even so many of my devotees here with me in Puridham, but Rupa Goswami, he has understood my full heart. So when Rupa Goswami returned, Mahaprabhu expressed himself, how you have understood this. And he gave Rupa a slap and turned to Swarup Damodar, it's possible that Rupa Goswami has come to this understanding. Swarup Damodar answered, because you have given all your blessings to him, you have revealed your heart fully to him, otherwise it's not possible. And describing this incident, Srila Gurudev Govinda Maharaj said that even Krishna himself, Mahaprabhu, who is Krishna himself, he did not feel himself, he did not have sufficient resources to give everything that he wanted to give to Rupa Goswami. Mahaprabhu, Sri Krishna himself, feeling deficient to give everything that he wants to give to Rupa Goswami. So I was remembering this today when our Acharya Dev Srila Govinda Maharaj told us that Bhakti Nirmala Acharya Maharaj would carry this position of Acharya of this mat. Then I was thinking it is appropriate that although there is no deficiency in Srila Gurudev, that still we should all give our blessings to Srila Nirmala Acharya Maharaj. Know that I am a Tridandi Bhikshuk, I have right to beg. I am begging all of you, please give your full blessings to Bhakti Nirmala Acharya Maharaj to carry out his heavy, weighty duties. And myself, Maharaj, I have no capacity to bless anything or anyone, but my goodwill is with you, definitely. And you already know what is the obvious, that I am like a firefly in your sunlight. The Govinda Maharaj began by saying, you see, everything here he has arranged. So from his very early days here, we are very surprised to see how Acharya Maharaj is so resourceful to gather all of the ingredients necessary to serve Srila Govinda Maharaj. So many new buildings year after year you see established here, all done by Acharya Maharaj. And I remember another thing Srila Gurudev said that must be true of Acharya Maharaj as well. That we do not need. Gurudev was telling someone he was feeling deficient as a manager. This devotee, he was going to a foreign country and being asked to represent our mission there. And he said, "Yes, Maharaj, but I'm not a good manager." And Gurudev said, "It doesn't matter. Managers we can get, but what we need are well wishers." And the Charja Maharaj, he has shown us his management skills. And today, Govinda Maharaj has instructed us that he is our well-wisher. And I can say, Maharaj, for some time, I am thinking the day will come that Gurudev will make this announcement. I do not know when. A little surprised it's today, but we're very happy to hear it. What else can I say? Jai. We're rejoicing today, a very happy day, Srila Gurudev's 81st anniversary of his 81st anniversary of his appearance. And we hope that there will be so many more celebrations like this. And we pray, we know his blessings are with us. He is unlimitedly merciful, and we can be assured of that fact. Jai Shri Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj Avirbhav Maha Mahotsava Ki Jai. Jai Shri Pad Bhakti Nirmal Acharya Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Sanyasi Vrinda Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnu Pad Shri Bhakti Rakat Shri Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Gaur Bhakti Vrinda Ki Jai. Jai Gaur Premanande.
Hari Bol. A minute, I'm saying English. Gurubha Vishto Shupurokam Guru Gunaroi Sang Bhushitam Chinta Chinta Samastha Vedanipunam Sri Rupa Panthanugamo Govinda Vimujjalam Vratanam Bhaktam Vitanam Sundaram Bande Vishya Gurancha Dibba Bhagavat Param Nahi Vijapratam. I'm saying 5 minutes in English. 2 days, I told very auspicious day today in our life. Our Guru Pad Padmo. Appearance day, 81st appearance day. And we are great fortunate soul. We can celebrate in this festival all over the world. This festival is happening maybe 70 or 80 countries. In this festival is happening this appearance festival, our group at Padma. But I told that day, the Gurudev is tolerating to me so much. I told many times to him, I have no, you always telling 3 qualities, humility, tolerance, and give honor to others. That kind of quality, I have none of them. I have nothing. I have nothing that's quality. Humility. But I am iron, but you can make me weapons. Like this. You can make me. Like we are, I'm dirty, but you can wash me and enter. You can use me, the service of deity. I'm like dirty plate, like this. For that I am telling Gurudev, I'm always asking, when Gurudevs want to give me sannyas, 1999, that time, Gurudev told me, you will take sannyas, and Gurudev, I do not know anything. I'm asking 24 hours time. Then again 24 hours time gone, 48 hours gone, what happened? You were not giving answer. Then Gurudev told, I go, okay Gurudev, you can give me sannyas, but I do not want to be a next acharya, then I can take sannyas. Gurudev, that is later. You can first you take sannyas, then you will think, I do not want to be an acharya of this temple, Gurudev. If you give sannyas, I can accept, but I do not want to have that's kind of share I do not want. That is the thing later. First, what you say? Then Gurudev told, I am your goat. You can cut me head or tail, no problem. Then that time I accepted 99. But Gurudev always give me his thing. He always giving not so much direction, but some indicate some things. This like Govinda Kundus, like if the Baltic Sea, that will be like. Govinda Kundu will be like this, that will be very good. Then I understand, like this. This way I am trying to serve him like this way. But I have no any qualification, all sannyasis, Srivad Ashram Maharaj, Srivad Giri Maharaj, Srivad Goswami Maharaj, all the sannyasis, they are all my Guru Bargo. Then I go, they are all my Gurudev, Guru Bargo. I am always respecting to them like this, Guru Bargo, like this. But they have to tolerate me. I'm telling all the devotees, I have so much qualification, quality. I'm really speak the truth. And this, I have no any qualification. But they have to tolerate me, everything. They have to, but like this Gurudev, that I'm like football. That's football, Gurudev. Throw your lotus feet. All devotees, lotus feet. You can play with me. Like this. I am like football, Gurudev. Throw me your lotus feet. Then you can play with me like this. Like this, as you use me. Like I am thinking you give me not, I do not want to honor. You give me like this as a servant, then I will be very happy. Like honor me, that will be happy. Giving me respect, I will not be happy. Like this, I am always like that. Giving me service, give me, use me like this. Anywhere you use me, I will try to serve you like this. Like, lo, oh Maharaj, you are going. I do not want like this. Give the share, give like position. That I never want like this. I told that like football, Gurudev, his football, Gurudev throw in your lotus feet. Then you can use everybody. I'm telling to everybody. All Sannyasi, all Brahmachari, all Godmothers, all Godfathers. Like this, all Godbrothers, everything I'm telling everybody. You can use me. I do not want to be a guru. I do not want to, because I'm not qualified disciple. First, I have to be a guru, I have to be a qualified disciple, like this. But Gurudev give me service to protect Chaitanya Saraswati Math, I will try to protect. That is my position. I will try to protect like this. What, how much I alive, I do not know. But I will try heart and soul, Gurudev's desire, and I will protect Chaitanya Saraswati Math. I will see the devotees, I will try to serve the devotees. That is my Gurudev gave me service. Gurudev gave me service before, but he declared today. But that's my things, and I am telling to everybody that is not to be see me like this. Oh, now Acharya Maharaj is the next. Acharya Maharaj is the successor. Not to see like this. You please. I'm telling to everybody, use me as your servitor. That is my last, like I'm asking to everybody, all Sannyasi and all God brothers and God sisters, as they use me like before you order me. Before you want some bucket by bathing, you next every day you can ask me bucket necessary, what is necessary, bathroom, cleaning, toilet, everything I will do, no problem. I'm doing that, but I cannot go all bathroom, I cannot toilet cleaning, cannot do alone. But I am using people to. But you engage me to serve like this, not to show me, not to see me like this. Oh, Maharaj, I said I am not to shy, not to tell anything shy to me. Not to any hesitate to me, like this. Everything you can tell me, like before as it is. I'm asking to have all the devotees. And now, all the sannyasis are here, Tithumas is here, and our, all the God brothers are, all the Guru Bhargava is here. There's sannyasi from Pujyapad Devananda Gauri Maharaj with Acharya Maharaj. And another temple, many Tibur sannyasis are coming. I'm giving first mic to Sivat Paramahansa Maharaj is here. He wants to say something later. And Sivat Bhakti, Purbano Tirthumas will see some Bangla. Then tell something, Maharaj. Jai Sila Guru Maharaj ki jai. Amri Bhakshana Gobinda Dev Goswami Maharaj ki jai. Sudhodev Guru Mahamashab ki jai. All the Eastern and Western devotees ki jai. Harinam Sankirtan ki jai. Nitai Gaur Brahmande. Hori Hori. He came from Sudhup, so far in America, Bhakti Chandan Parvat Maharaj. Only 5 minutes, Bolben, Guru Path Padmer Kisu Mohima. I'm going to go to I'm requesting him to some, in only 5 minutes, please.
Om Agyanati Mirandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakchorun Minitamina Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha Gurvabhishta Suprakam Guru Ganashisha Sambhushitam Chintya Chintya Samastavera Nipunam Shirupa Pantanugam Govinda Birmuchalam Bhaktyanvitam Shundaram Vande Vishwagurunsha Divyavagavaprenohi Vijapradam. So Srila Shira Maharaj, he cautioned us that we have to be very careful about three things that will come and disturb our practicing life. Kama, Kamini, Pratishta. We have heard that kama is for Krishna. If it comes to us, it must be given to Krishna. Kamini, that is for Narayan. And Pratishta is for Gurudev. And today we have such a wonderful opportunity to give some pratishta to our spiritual master, Srila Bhakti Sundar Govindadev Goswami Maharaj. In the Shastras, it is said that one should always immediately obey the instruction of the spiritual master, Gurudev. Govinda Maharaj, when he first came to this mart in 1947, Srila Shira Maharaj asked him two questions. One, can you stay?
And Govinda Maharaj, what did he say? He said, yes. And then he said, can you follow my instruction and not follow your mind? And Govinda Maharaj said, yes. Well, the next day, while Govinda Maharaj was taking prasadam, he looked, he had some rice, of course, and some dal. And he looked in the dal and he saw these little white worms in that dal. And he was thinking, oh, I cannot eat this. But then he was thinking, but this dalit is coming from Gurudev. Then it must be his instruction, I take it. My mind is saying no. But his instruction, I must follow that. I gave my word that I would follow his instruction and not my own mind. And then he started taking that dal. And when he was taking that dal, he looked up. He felt something and he saw Om Vishnupa Srila Bhakti Rakakshiradev Goswami Maharaj looking at him with a big smile on his face. So we can understand that from that point on, Srila Sridhara Maharaj understood that this boy would be his successor acharya. One does not have the capacity to lead if he does not have that capacity to follow, especially to follow the instruction of the spiritual master. We have also seen Acharya Maharaj. Guru Maharaj has given him some management tasks. And what he is doing, Guru Maharaj always praised, and he is saying, he has gone so far beyond my expectations. In a similar way, Srila Sridhara Maharaj, he said about Govinda Maharaj, in some ways he is so much more capable, he has so much more capacity than me. So one might ask, if Gurudev, Srila Bhakti Sundar Govindadev Goswami Maharaj, was such a wonderful disciple, always immediately following the instruction of his Gurudev, how come he took so many years before he would accept sannyas from Gurudev? He had some family life in Calcutta, many things. But Gurudev, he kept asking him to take sannyas. Finally he said, perhaps in, what was it, 86 or something, he said, if you do not take sannyas, then I will leave this place. Govinda Maharaj, he considered Paramaguru Maharaj, Srila Sridhara Maharaj, to be non-different from Krishna himself. And this is the actual correct interpretation of the spiritual master of Gurudev. One should see the acharya as non-different from my own self, and one should respect him as such. So Govinda Maharaj, he could not tolerate this request of his Gurudev, this possibility that he would leave. And then very happily, Srila Sridhara Maharaj gave him sannyas, I think the day before his appearance day. He gave him that position, he gave him the chair, he gave him everything. Govinda Maharaj, he has told since that when he accepted the three dandi sannyas from Srila Sridhara Maharaj, he considered those three dandas to be his objects of worshipful service. The first one is Guru Maharaj's mission, and that he would dedicate his life to that service. The next one is the deities in the mission, and he dedicated his life to that service. We are seeing so beautifully. And the last, but not the least, is the service of Guru Maharaj's devotees, his disciples. So this was in 1947. He came to this mat as a young man of 17. And for the past, 62 years, he has given his life to the service of Gurudev. He's given his life to the service of the deities, Guru Maharaj's mission, and to the devotees. And he will leave in harness. But now he has given successor acharyaship to Srila Bhakti Nirmal Acharya Maharaj. We hope that Bhakti Nirmal Acharya Maharaj will also remember this Tridanda Brata of Srila Sridhara Maharaj, and give himself in a similar fashion fully to the service of the mission, the deities and the devotees. And if he will take that vrata, we will give everything to support him in that. All our capacity. Thank you for your tolerance. Hare Krishna.
Hare Bol. Mahamana, say something? Yes? Please come. আর মহানন্দ দাস ভক্তিরঞ্জন প্রভু লাস্ট আওয়ার হি ইজ আওয়ার ফরেন সেক্রেটারি অ্যাকচুয়ালি হি ইজ অলওয়েজ হেল্পিং টু গুরুদেব সো মাচ অ্যান্ড অলওয়েজ অ্যাকচুয়ালি আই এম ফাইন ফার্স্ট টাইম I saw him and talked. I first time he talked with me when I came first time, because that time Gurudev is not here, and I talked with him, and he introduced first time to me and to, how are you? Where I come from? Like this, I remember that day, 1991, and from that day also he is my also friend. Okay, please say something in English. I'll translate Corbin.
Panchakalpatruvyascha kripasindhuvi evacha pachitanam pavanevyo vaishnavevyo namo namaha. All glories to our grand illustrious Srila Bhakti Sunda Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj on this his 81st appearance day. And we somehow knew that this was going to be a special occasion when Srila Govinda Maharaj himself drew from reserves of energy in Calcutta, and he said very confidently that he will be going to Nabadeep, and he even looked at the Panjika with Sri Padacharya Maharaj's assistance, looked in the Panjika to see the times which are auspicious, etc. And then once he knew a good time to start the journey, then he was very focused that he will be coming to Nabadeep soon. Now it's been his long time desire to be here at festival times, and he wanted to come last year. And several of our sannyasis who are here with us and also who are not with us today, but who are in their various countries around the world, they know very well that Srila Govinda Maharaj last year, at this time for this festival, Srila Gurudev personally invited several of the leading devotees who were not originally planning to come so early. They were going to come for Gaurapanima. But he invited, for instance, Shripad Trivikram Maharaj, Shripad Janardhan Maharaj, others there at that time specifically, because he indicated that he wanted to say something to all of these senior devotees together last year. But at that time, then Srila Gurudev's external health, then it was, he was showing quite poor external health. And actually it's a little reminder of our fortune that this year Srila Govinda Maharaj is indeed feeling stronger externally. And due to his poor health, then he could not feel to gather the devotees together and to address devotees like he did today. And so this festival last year, many of you will recall that Srila Gurudev, he sent the devotees here to have the main festival in Nabadeep. And the festival in Calcutta was held in his presence, but in a simple and small way, because he could not feel the strength to be with the many devotees. And similarly, at Sri Gaurapanima time of this year, then Srila Gurudev had many senior devotees also present, but his health was too poor to be able to attend and to address an assembly. And this year, ever since returning from Thailand, Srila Govinda Maharaj has been indicating his wish to come back here to Nabadeep and to go to Bamunpara, because by Sripad Acharya Maharaj's management in Bamunpara, then he has made there one veranda and room and very nice place in Bamunpara. And Srila Govinda Maharaj has not seen that yet, and he's expressed many times, several times, that he wants to at least once visit that beautiful ashram in Bamunpara, which has now developed so nicely. But we saw in particular that after returning from Thailand, Gurudev's wish to come to Nabadeep now came to a crescendo, as it were, just before this Sri Vyasa Puja time. And now we have seen today how Srila Gurudev has drawn energy, reserves of energy, and he's come really quite by surprise to everybody, down to this assembly, down being able to talk with the devotees. And of course, he took this opportunity today to say something which he's been waiting for to say for over a year, to make in a public way his wish for the future stability of Sri Chaitanya Sarasat Mat under the guidance of the future Acharya of the Mat, his successor, which will be Sri Pad Bhakti Nirmal Acharya Maharaj. And I think to all of us who have been seeing Srila Govinda Maharaj over the past few months, we can say that today, really, he looked so enlivened and energetic, and he's looking good externally to us all as well, that it was a something which he was so pleased to be able to come to attend this festival here today. And this day is very auspicious in many ways, and no doubt a most historic day, because also we have to be realistic for the future, that how many times Gurudev is going to make this rather arduous journey from Calcutta to here. So his coming here for this Vyasa Puja is also his special grace to the devotees, that he's come here to the dear temple of his divine grace and the dear temple of Srila Bhakti Rokok Sridhardev Goswami Maharaj, the central mat of Sri Chaitanya Sarasat mat worldwide. And he's been able to come here today graciously in order that he may receive the worship and honor of the devotees around the world and of all the venerable Vaishnavas, sannyasis, brahmacharis from Bengal and throughout India and Bangladesh also. So we may all try to give ourselves a reminder of these very special hours and special days here in Navadvip with his divine grace, and try to treasure those and utilize our minutes and hours very carefully. And I can just give a little hint of one more wish that Srila Gurudev has been repeatedly telling the devotees over the last few months. That is his wish to go once to Ekachakra. And we have seen that he has gone on world tours long after his health or the health of any normal person would permit it. We have seen he's done many miraculous things, including coming here today for this festival, which is quite miraculous for his health. And he recently said, when we invited him for one program, he said, "Yes, I'm a man of miracles, I know. But this particular thing we asked," he said, "impossible." But he is keeping in his mind as still a wish of possible the reality, that is that he will visit Ekachakra once. So in these next few days or few weeks, then perhaps some of the devotees who are here present will have that opportunity to also share that forthcoming miracle within this historic period of these months of Gurudev's pastimes. And just to reconfirm his wish, he gave instruction that the roof of the Nat Mandir in Ekachakra will have no protrusions, no half pillars or cables, no water tank, etc., so that the helicopter can land on that roof. And it is just 2 weekends ago, the weekend before last, then that roof was poured. And it is 10,500 square feet. And it's a large, large Nat Mandir. And Srila Gurudev also, just like some devotees now are able to see today's program live by blog TV all over the world, then also at that time, Nimai Chandra Prabhu was there with Sripad Acharya Maharaj, and Gurudev was able to watch the pouring of the roof and see what was happening live. So in glorification of our supreme miracle maker and miraculous glorious Srila Bhakti Sunda Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj, then today is a historic, wonderful, purifying day for everyone that we can have this opportunity, and especially in the association of such exalted devotees, brahmacharis, sannyasis, Vaishnavas from around the world and around India, that we can have this opportunity to glorify Srila Bhakti Sunda Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj, his 81st appearance day celebration, Sri Vyasa Puja ki jai. Vanchakalpatru vishra kripa sindhu vi eva cha patitanam pavanevyo vaishnavevyo namo namaha.
Jai jai Srila Guru Maharaj ki jai. Omosha Bhakshana Govindadev Goswami Maharaj ki jai. Sadhu Shabadi Bhara Mahamoshab ki jai. Jai Ang Vishnupad Jai Bhakshana Govindadev Goswami Maharaj ki jai. Sadhu Shabadi Bhara Mahamoshab ki jai. Harinam Shankirtan ki jai. Nitai Gauri Brahmanande Hari Hari.